Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
I understand it's been a week full of budget forecasts and financial spreadsheets.
It has. Both the House and the Senate released their budgets over the weekend, and there was a real big discrepancy here because the House side had Medicaid expansion. This is a really big deal, but the Senate did not have Medicaid expansion. So this is health insurance for about 400,000 people who live in poverty or with disabilities. Now, Democrats are celebrating this as a huge victory. They've been campaigning on this for years. They finally were able to get it after that earthquake of an election they had last year. Republicans are feeling a bit demoralized, though. Republican delegate Kathy Byron of Lynchburg said this on the House floor.
For me and those like me who have worked so diligently to preserve Virginia's frugal, fiscally responsible policies, this is a very sad day. But I fear that sadder days are yet to come. The states that have expanded Obamacare have had fiscal shortfalls that pale in comparison to the ones we experienced in 2009 and 2010.
Now, that would be the global financial crisis of 2009 and 2010, when Virginia had a really hard time balancing the books. Now, the markets have recovered since then, but Republicans are still reeling from that election last year. So a handful of House Republicans are joining the United Democrats in expanding Medicaid.
So what's happening on the Senate side?
Now, the real drama is on the Senate side. Normally, the Senate is the one that leads on issues, and the House kind of drags its feet and comes around eventually, but not this time. Senator Scott Servel of Fairfax County said this on the Senate floor.
You know, over the last two decades, when people have looked for leadership in this building, they've often looked to this side of the building, not the other one. And I'm concerned about our conferees. I'm concerned about how you're going to be able to negotiate with a $500 million difference in the budget. I mean, how are you going to reconcile that? I mean, you're starting off, one person's on Mercury and the other one's on Pluto.
Now, the difference between Mercury and Pluto in this case is about $400 million in revenue that would come to Virginia if the Commonwealth expands Medicaid. Now, the Senate budget doesn't have that extra $400 million, so it has to slash a bunch of stuff. Financial aid for college students, it eliminates a 2% salary increase for teachers across Virginia. It even creates a new tax on all-terrain vehicles to make up for that loss.
What are lawmakers hearing about this?
Well, there's been intense lobbying, as you might imagine, because the stakes are so high. Now, the folks at the right-leaning Americans for Prosperity held a press conference where Lauren Toomey stood next to a huge stack of paper, about 4 feet tall, and she says it was thousands of printed-out emails opposing Medicaid expansion. Here's what she said.
The response has been overwhelming. This is a few thousand of the letters that folks across the state have sent to lawmakers. Couldn't print out all of them. The FedEx down the street is completely out of paper. Sorry, everybody.
So groups on the right are standing strong with the Senate Republicans, and they're trying to oppose what's happening in the House. But, of course, we'll see what happens with that.
Okay, so what about liberal groups? Are they popping the champagne?
No. Groups on the left are very concerned about this, especially the new work requirements that say you have to have a job or you have to be, you know, volunteering. This is the compromise that allowed it to get the Republican votes. Now, it also cuts into revenues because Virginia needs to apply for a federal waiver to make this happen. And people on the left don't really like these waivers. Here's Anna Shaw of Progress Virginia talking about the new work requirements.
We have strong concerns about more punitive barriers that would premise access to health care on finding a job first, or that would potentially lock low-income Virginians out of accessing care if they don't already have a job.
So as you can see, there's opposition on the right and there's opposition on the left, which means maybe this is a compromise that could actually end up moving forward. However, they don't have the votes on the Senate to make this happen quite yet.
Well, it does sound like everybody in Richmond is headed for a tense few weeks.
Yeah, and it could get even tenser because a shutdown is on the horizon if they don't come up with some kind of compromise before the end of June.
Yikes. Well, I am sure that you will keep us informed.
Will do.
Thank you.
Thank you.